Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So for the last whatever, I've been playing Homefront Revolution. Now, Nikki, are you familiar with the idea behind Homefront Revolution?
I am not.
Let me ask you a question. What if Korea, which you're a fan of?
I am a fan of South Korea, yes.
All right, so what if you had, or Korea had the digital revolution like before we did?
Okay.
Like, you know how we had Microsoft and Apple in our garages? What if that happened in Korea instead? And then they invented the iPad, and we just bought all their tech, and we borrowed tons of money from them because they were an economic superpower, and they built all our military weapons. And then one day when we quit paying them, they just turned all our stuff off, and so then they invaded.
Is that what the storyline is about then?
Homefront the Revolution is about that very thing. It's a Korean invasion, but it all starts with the fact that in this other timeline, Korea has invented all the cool stuff. So you become a member of the resistance that is trying to overthrow Korea in the United States. It's an open world game. It's a first person shooter. It's very much like they're trying to do Far Cry, but instead of on a tropical island or in the Himalayas, it's actually in a city that may or may not be your city. So it looks like Americana. There are places that look like a Wendy's that aren't a Wendy's.
Sure.
You know, stuff like that. That was, to me, the setting and the setup was the most appealing part of Homefront the Revolution. Here are the things I liked. It looks pretty good. It's built on the same engine that they make Crysis with, so it looks really nice. I thought the story was interesting. You know, it had a good premise, and I liked the weapon mods. Now, let's talk about stuff that didn't work. I played it.
We've gotten quickly to the stuff that did not work.
Okay.
Just maybe seems a little faster than normal.
I've played it on the PC.
Yeah.
I've played it on the PC. Wait, I said both. I played it on the PlayStation 4.
And the PC.
I played it on the PC. Well, the PlayStation 4, it looks good, but the frame rate is atrocious. I played it on the PC, and it just kept crashing over and over again. And I tried hard to get it to work. Crashing.
You have a nice setup, so.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not dealing with junk here. So maybe they've patched it and fixed it. But as of when I was playing it, I finally just had to go back to playing it on the PS4. The game can't figure out its tone. It can't decide if Homefront the Revolution is really serious or, you know, kind of a game. It seemed to really struggle there.
Did they interject some humor into it? Or?
No, it's not so much that it's humor. It's just, it's hard to explain.
Sure.
It's just even-handed. Or no, it's uneven is what I wanted to say. I can't talk. My brain is swollen. Can't hear it. And then finally, I'll just say that I found the script to be bad. It has one of the longest, most boring introductory sequences in the history of games.
I just can't skip.
No, you can't skip any of it.
That's the worst offense in any game.
Man, just get to the thing. But I will say, once you get through the intro, things at least get a little bit better. It sounds like I didn't like it, but you know what? That's not really true. Homefront the Revolution was fun. To me, it's kind of like a B-level movie, but it's a B-level action game. You go in, you know what you're getting, which is not anything huge. And I mean, we could talk about how it feels kind of like a missed opportunity. I feel like this could have been a lot better than it was, but it has a very troubled history as far as its development process. And coming out of it, again, I just felt kind of like this is it's a B game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like whatever, but if you go in with your expectations.
Not a full price game, but maybe if it's something that's on sale.
Maybe.
Really on sale.
I think
really,
if you're
really?
I think if your expectations are right, I do think there's some fun to be had there. Because, like, it's not terrible. It's just, you know, not as good.
Is it like a made-for-TV movie good?
It's a 2-hour, 24 made for TV movie.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
It wouldn't make it in theaters, but you know what? It's Thursday night on Fox, and you're like, okay, whatever. So that's kind of where I'm at on Homefront the Revolution. I will tell you, we got codes for the PlayStation 4 and the PC. And if you want to find out what else we're into these days, remember, you can always check out the podcast or let us know what you think we should check out, riot.radiou.com.